This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined now by Matt Olien early in the week. Usually we have his reviews on Fridays, and we have that big fanfare introduction. But this time we're talking about something that's even more than a movie. It's a phenomenon that's getting a lot of attention, Joker.
Yeah, and just so people know, I will review Ad Astra this coming Friday with Brad Pitt. But yeah, let's talk about Joker. Saw this over the weekend. Tons of money. This made, I think, over $90 million. I believe that's a new October record.
Wow.
For an opening, especially considering it's R, that is amazing that it did that kind of business. Now, a couple things might be driving this, the comic book aspect, wanting to see Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, and sort of the pseudo-politics that may be attached to this film, may or may not be. I'm going to review the film, and we can talk about those things as well. As a piece of filmmaking, this is unlike any other comic book film I've ever seen. It is much more like Taxi Driver, King of Comedy, Nightcrawler, French Connection, films like that. Specifically with Taxi Driver, King of Comedy, and Nightcrawler, it has a lot to do with kind of that loner, that lone guy out there who's lonely, can't get a date. This has been called incels, as you know, Doug, sort of the modern terminology that's been used to attach to young, typically white men like this. And this is why some of the theaters took precautions this weekend with extra security, even though it turned out to be, you know, nothing.
The character is deeply troubled.
He's deeply troubled. There's a lot of things wrong with him. And the film is gritty. It's grim. I didn't like all parts of it, but I liked enough of it to give it a good review. Now, the critics are polarized on this film. A lot of top critics have disliked it. A lot of top critics have liked it. I'm going to be more in the I liked it part. Director Todd Phillips, who did all the Hangover movies, really gives you almost a gritty 1970s New York feel to Gotham City with Joaquin Phoenix playing Joker. Arthur Fleck is his name. He starts out as a clown. He works as a clown, and that's his job. He wants to be a stand-up comedian. Of course, he's not funny. And it's hard to play a part where you're supposed to act like you're funny, but you're not funny, and he pulls that off. This is a phenomenal piece of acting. If people just examine the performance level of Phoenix, it's an Oscar-winning type performance. Whether it will win the Oscar, that's another question. That depends on voting, biases, et cetera, et cetera. But he lost weight for the role. He's sympathetic through the first half of the film, not sympathetic through the second half of the film, you know, when things kind of eventually spiral into him becoming the Joker. But it's a fully realized performance. He's pathetic. He's funny. He's not funny. He's scary. He's got the laugh down. He's disturbed. Why is he disturbed? We're going to find out in the film. I can't reveal that. Batman is never far away. The Wayne family is in the movie, so they are trying to set up something. It's a phenomenal piece of acting, and it's his movie. He's in every single scene. It's basically a character study, and he really delivers the goods as an actor in this movie.
Now, when we were doing our fall movie preview, Greg Carlson had seen it when we talked on Friday. He was pretty well impressed with it as well.
Yes, we're both impressed by Phoenix. As a film, it takes a while to kind of get to what we're getting to. It's a lot of – you remember in Taxi Driver, Doug, De Niro driving, narrating about, I wish a rain would come and wash away the filth in the city. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of him talking about, why have my mother and I been forgotten? They live in the slums. Why have people that I know been forgotten? And so the pseudo-politics of it, if it's there, people can read into this what they want to, the kind of the disaffected people that some voted for Trump. That's been one theory that's been floating around, that's what Todd Phillips is going for. My job is to review it as a piece of filmmaking. As a piece of filmmaking, it's really good. Should it have won at the Venice Film Festival? I don't know. I don't know what it was up against. My sense is it's going to be too polarizing to really drive toward the Oscars, but I don't know how they can ignore Phoenix. The other thing I want to say, Doug, is a couple of media articles have mentioned the controversial violence. Well, I think that's a headline in search of a story. There are many films far more violent than this one, so I don't know quite where the controversial violence comes in. I think there was a lot of lead up to this film with sort of what I call lazy media narrative, trying to find a reason why people shouldn't go, or there's a violence threat or whatever. And this goes back to Taxi Driver and The Deer Hunter. Do those films cause people to go commit violence? So again, nothing happened over the weekend, as I suspect that it would not. I don't think the violence is excessive, but when it comes, it's shocking. It is quick and it is shocking, and you have to give the director Todd Phillips a lot of credit for that.
Well, I noticed when I went online to look at movie times over the weekend, Marcus Films had a notice there, no makeup, no masks, no backpacks, and there would be extra security.
There was security when we went on Saturday morning with my son and two of his friends and their father. So there was extra security. So, but it's clearly striking a nerve. It's I think two things. It's released at a time when there aren't a lot of big box office films right now. We're kind of waiting for some of the big ones. And two, it's a comic book kind of origin story on a character that's maybe a little more interesting than Batman.
Yeah, because he has Joker no superhero.
Is interesting. He has no superhero. In fact, Joaquin Phoenix is so skinny in this movie. How can he beat up anybody? How can he defend himself? But, of course, it's all about what happens. I can't go into too much of the plot, Doug. Robert De Niro was in this movie, which is interesting because De Niro, of course, famously played two disturbed loners, Travis Bickle and Taxi Driver, and the King of Comedy character who thinks he's funny and kidnaps Jerry Lewis, who plays a Johnny Carson type. In the film, De Niro plays a late-night talk show host.
So it's derivative.
He plays Murray Franklin. Joaquin Phoenix, Arthur Fleck, wants to get on his show to be funny with stand-up. That's his dream. What happens? You're going to have to go see it. It is bizarre and weird how this all kind of plays out with his stand-up comedy and his relationship to the De Niro character.
You mentioned that he's this comic who is not successful, and this kind of weaves the story of him getting in,
he gets beat up by kids at the start of the film, so you feel sympathetic there. So
the origin story of Joker is unique in this telling.
Yes, and it's different than some of the other Joker origin stories.
He didn't
fall
into a vat of anything, yeah.
So they're taking some liberties here, but it is based on a comic, so, liberties can be taken by DC.
But is this like a psychological thriller in the sense that you mentioned incel? Is he sexually repressed? Is that somehow represented in this thing?
Yes, he would love to have a girlfriend. It's not going to happen. There's a fascinating subplot going on with a neighbor woman that lives near him. I can't give away that either, but that is interesting, and it suggests what's going on in the mind of Arthur Fleck. So yeah, like I said, I didn't like all parts of this film. I think in some parts it's a little over the top. I think in some parts maybe it telegraphs what it's trying to make a statement on. But if you can objectively analyze a performance, which I feel like I can do. Why did Rami Malek win the Oscar last year? Was he good as Freddie Mercury? Yes. Was he better than Christian Bale as Dick Cheney? No, he was not. He won the Oscar because Dick Cheney is a living character reviled by many people, and Freddie Mercury is a dead, beloved character.
Politics.
And I think it's not too much to ask Oscar voters to analyze the performance. Just analyze the performance. If you analyze Joaquin Phoenix's performance, he should be in the running for a Best Actor Oscar, but we shall see.
Well, let's talk about other people who played this role. Heath Ledger, Jack Nicholson, Cesar Romero in the TV thing back 50-some years ago, Jared Leto in the Suicide Squad.
This is closer to Heath Ledger. There's already been comparisons that Phoenix is the best Joker on screen. The difference between he and Heath Ledger is Heath Ledger was a supporting character in The Dark Knight. He got the supporting Oscar. This film is all on Joaquin Phoenix. It's all on his shoulders. It's all on his steady shoulders. There's his commitment to the method, and he pulls it off. So I want to warn people, this is not a kid's film. Do not bring small kids to this film. It's not your typical comic book film. If you are concerned about what Todd Phillips is trying to say, whether he is or isn't trying to say this, in terms of the white male loner forgotten society, it might not be your cup of tea to go that either. As a piece of filmmaking, I think 75% of it is really good.
Well, it's intriguing to hear you talk about it and other people as well. Obviously, it's drawn people to the theater.
It is.
90 plus million bucks in its opening weekend. Thank you, Matt Olean.